Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The night was cold and frigid as the U.S. transport ship Dorchester plowed through the waters of the North Atlantic off the coast of Greenland. Aboard were 902 troops, most of whom were tossing restlessly in their bunks, thinking of the German U-boats which patrolled the waters. About 1 a.m., the tranquility was shattered by a tremendous explosion, a direct hit by a torpedo. The ship took on water quickly and then began to sink. The date was February 3, 1943, a day forever etched by the deeds of brave men. Aboard that ship were four Army chaplains, two Protestants, a Jew, and a Catholic, who took off their life jackets and gave them to men who had none. As the deck of the ship listed in waters began to pull the vessel to its grave below, the four chaplains held hands, their arms linked, and prayed. Survivors eventually related the deeds of brotherhood and heroism to the press, and newspapers throughout the world carried stories extolling what these four had done. One of those chaplains was First Lieutenant Clark Poling. His father was Dr. Daniel Poling, editor of Christian Century magazine for many years. It is the story behind the story that makes this meaningful. When Clark was in college, he called his father one day and said, "Dad, I've got to talk to you. Don't tell Mom, but I'm coming home." Sure enough, he did come home. Now, if you had been the father, what would you have thought? It was a somber dad who met the young man at the train and drove to his office. The dad closed the door, and then it came out. "Dad, I've got to know for myself. What do you know about God?" That was it. What do you know about God? Much of that conversation was off the record, but telling of the incident later, the father said, "Son, he will never fail you. He will never let you down." I've been thinking of people who have poured out their hearts to me, lonely, feeling abandoned by friends, family, and sometimes feeling abandoned by God. In the midnight hours of his life, a young man found that God could be counted on, that he would not let you down. Even as the ship sank, Clark discovered that the eternal God is your refuge and underneath are the everlasting arms. The greatest battles in life are usually one-on-one encounters with testing. That was true of Jesus' life. Take time to read the 26th chapter of Matthew in your New Testament and visualize Jesus as he prayed in Gethsemane. He was abandoned by his friends and alone. Yet he was not forsaken by God. Like Clark, who made the decision, not in the moment of crisis, but long before, most people decide that they will trust God ahead of the time of testing. It is then when they decide, "I am going to trust him who said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you." Their mind is made up. They know what they will do when the ship of their life takes a hit from some torpedo and everything they have or believe is challenged. Question: is God really enough? Can you trust him in the time of crisis? If the record of 2,000 years of history means anything, from the testimonies of those in prison to the dying words of men and women, you can trust God to meet you in the time of crisis. Daniel Poling told his son what you can learn. He will never fail you. He will never let you down. Of that, you can be sure. David understood times of difficulty and trials and testings, and yet he said, "Trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge." Have you experienced that? He's the one to whom you can turn no matter what your difficulty, no matter what your frustration. I'd like to hear from you. You can send an email to me at guidelines@guidelines.org or visit our website at guidelines.org.